You're listening to the Get Up and Go Breakfast Show. Thank you for doing that. We have a very special guest in the studio at this time. Roland Sell is here. Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Good morning. I'm ready to run a race. Are you?
That was not a very smart question on my part, but I guess maybe it is because we want to know how you are. You did have an accident. Let's talk about that, and then we want to talk about the 250th threshing show that you have coming up where you were kind of injured preparing for this event. What happened, Roland?
Well, I did what old people sometimes think they can do and shouldn't do. I was climbing around on the threshing machine looking at some of the things we were preparing, and there was four or five other guys there that could have went and done that, but I thought I needed to. And my foot somehow missed the edge of the board, I guess. I don't know. It happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tumbled down and kind of broke myself up.
You did. You did. I can't believe you're here. When I saw we were going to have visitors in the studio about the event coming up, I thought, well, I doubt Roland will be here. And Brent, lo and behold, we look out, and here comes Roland and his daughter Deb, helping him get in here so he could do the show with us.
Well, I tried to get some of the other guys to do this, and they said, we'll do the work. You're on the radio. We aren't going in there with those two.
Well, that's how that works. Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're going to be okay. It looks like you have some recovery ahead of you. For those of you who are watching, you can probably see that you've got a wrist protector on and a full cast or boot on your leg all the way up above the knee, so you must have crushed things up pretty good.
I did. Broke the ankle and a minor break in the wrist, thankfully, because that with this brace I can still hop around. But the biggest, well, the broken ankle is in place. It didn't require surgery, but the knee was kind of crushed the top of the tibia down, so they had to do a bone graft and put a plate and some screws in it. But it's all going to be well.
Okay. All right. You're a tough guy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you're going to go home. Is that correct?
I'm headed home after the doctor appointment in Kearney today, follow-up appointment, and then go home. We'll have some help coming in to the house. I have home health and another organization that's going to come in and help.
All right.
So, yep.
Well, we're glad that you are here because that could have been even worse than it.
Yeah, it could have been much worse. Yeah. If I'd have hit on my head first, well, it could have been paralysis. It could have been death. Yeah. It could have been a lot of things. But God always looks after me. He just does, Dave.
Well, he did this time because falling that far on hitting cement, not a good thing. And I had in my thoughts that the thresher was out on location where it's going to be, and you fell off maybe in
soft dirt.
Yeah, in some grass at least.
Or a cow pie.
Yeah, something softer than cement. But it will be out there. The show goes on, right?
Show goes on. Marvelous friends and family. The binding is done. The shocks are set up, and the final touches on the machine are being made this week, and preparations for the food, and we got five or six teams of horses and wagons coming to all the bundles and picnic tables and porta-pots and everything you might need.
And free ice cream.
And free homemade ice cream on site, absolutely.
Nothing like homemade ice cream.
John Coles from Litchfield, when he found out we were having this, he got in touch with me and he says, I'm going to come and make homemade ice cream. And I said, well, you can charge whatever you want to for it. I know they're going to be wanting that homemade ice cream. No, he said, I don't charge anything. He said, I just come and do it. And I said, well, put a glass out for tips or something then at least. He said, I tried that once. I said, how'd that go? And he said, well, I just got one tip. And they said, make bigger dishes.
That was the tip.
Huh? That was John. He's a great guy.
Oh, you guys have a lot of good people over there. Brent, I've been to something like this that Roland and his friends put on a few years ago.
2015, we did it. In 2010, we also did it in the same field, yeah.
Yeah, and we happened to be lucky enough to go to both of those. My dad was still alive
That's
at
right.
that time, and boy, did he enjoy that. Yeah. Because He probably was on one of those thrashers at one time or another.
I'm sure he was.
A lot of people of that generation really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And there's not too many of us left, actually, of those of us that are working to get ready for this. I'm the only one that's truly been a part of a threshing
before
crew or something, you know, other than the show. But Randy Peterson out here, he's determined he wants to learn how and continue this after I'm not able at all. And boy, has he been a good one for us, and he just worked his tail off.
Yeah.
And he and my cousin Brad and Bruce Ohm over there, and Bruce Ash, those four have been a real asset to helping the show go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then numerous others that came with my nephew Kevin Bowes, got on the binder and rode it and made the bundles, and kids and grandkids, and we're getting all generations involved. And that was my goal when I dreamed this up again last February. I said, we need to do this one more time because we have generations, two or three generations now, that haven't ever seen it or heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And we send these FFA kids all across Nebraska, across the country, even to foreign countries, to learn all the new things. And we're failing to teach them about the history of agriculture.
Mm.
And I just want that to live on. And it's happening. The FFA is actually the ones going to be selling lunch that day and serving. So we'll have a lot of the FFA kids and their families there. And so we're looking forward to that.
That's coming up Saturday, August 8th. It's a thrashing show. Starts at 10 a.m. until it's finished. 1 mile west of Arcadia on the 800th road. That's just before the bridge, right?
Yeah, if you're coming from the west, it's just before you get to the bridge. There's a historical marker there on the west side of the bridge, and the County Oil Road goes straight west. And just go to the end of that and turn right, and you'll be right in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, crowd participation is encouraged?
Yes, we would like to have people of all ages that are physically fit and want to help pitch the bundles onto the racks, and some can pitch the bundles into the machine. And if they don't know how, we'll gently show them how, and then they can say that I've done that.
Yeah.
Boy,
that's going to be something. As I remember, I don't remember which one before, but there were some of the guys were working with some one-cylinder engines.
Yeah.
That time, I don't know if you're doing that again, but I
haven't had anybody volunteer to do that.
Yeah.
We don't have a steamer this time, a steam engine. It's just a little too big a hassle to haul them so far. Excuse me, my throat's getting dry here, but we'll have at least five teams of horses, and kids will have an opportunity to take a hay rack ride or whatever with the horses, and we'll have some antique machinery there, some of it horse-drawn and some old tractors and things like that for people to look at, and lots of good food and homemade ice cream.
Yeah, good fellowship.
Yep.
Free admission, no cost.
Yep, no charge. Come in and just stay as long as you want, as short as you want. We put on there, it's going to go on until we finish, and that depends on a breakdown or anything like that might happen. But I would guess that it'll take till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, probably at the most, if things run.
Yeah.
Last time we had a hitch with a thrashing machine and had to make some improvised repairs, so we got delayed a little further. I think it was maybe closer to 4:30 when we finished, but never know.
I remember that because to me it was as impressive as the show was. It was as impressive that something broke. Next thing I know, here comes a truck with a welder on the back, and everybody's chipping in and got it fixed and finished it up.
Yep.
Kind of says it all right
you
there.
You just don't know when you're working with 75, 80-year-old equipment. You know, it may look right when you're first running it, but start putting a little pressure on it.
What's the do you know the history of the thresher itself? Is who had it, where it came from?
Wood Brothers was one of the first ones, brand names, and then of course McCormick and Case, The machine we're using this year is a big case machine. It's owned by Quinn Krikak, who's from Comstock area. And it was originally used on Vernon Erickson's farm up there when they had, for 3 or 4 years in a row, they had those threshing shows. And the last year, Quinn's dad or granddad, I'm not sure which, one of them bought it, and they put it inside a shed up there, and it's sat there ever since. So he volunteered it and said, if you can get it running, he said, I'd love to have it running and watch it run myself. So we got it and brought it down, and we're working on it when this happened. But it's a good machine. It hasn't got a lot of wear on it, obviously. I'd guess it's probably a 1950 or 54, somewhere in there, probably. I don't know the date.
Yeah.
And the binder we used is also a late 40s or early 50s vintage that I own, a John Deere binder.
Kind of explain the binder part, if you would.
Well, it's a very simple machine. It's like a combine to some extent, except they don't combine it. You have about a 10-foot head on it, the sickle, and a reel, a wooden reel, and you just cut it, and it goes up through there, and it forms bundles, and then there's a knotter on there like you'd had on the old balers that tie it, and they kick out about 8 or 10 of those bundles onto a bundle carrier, and the guy that's riding on there, then on his foot, he can trip that and leave the bundle in a bunch and then push it back up, and so you don't have bundles scattered all over the field. But it's a very, very simple thing.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah, it works, and there's a little work to it.
Yeah, there's work to it. There is.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have the technology that is available today, but that makes it so cool to see how it was done in the day, right?
Yeah, that's right. And back in those days, it was a community thing. The one threshing machine went to probably 6 or 8 different farms in about a month period of time, and the people, the neighbors followed it, doing their thing, and the wives cooked the big old chicken dinners and everything that went with it, and it was just a social event as well as a hard work event. Yeah.
And Roland, your background, of course, ag, and you seed salesman and so forth, the transition through that time period from wheat and oats, which were plentiful, to the row crop.
Right. Now we hardly see them. Oats are planted for a cover crop or something maybe, and some grazing or something. But as far as harvesting for grain, there's not many oats that are harvested for grain, and a little more wheat, but not much wheat. Soybeans have pretty much pushed out the small grains in our area here.
Yeah. Different times, but worth going back and visiting again.
Yeah, I think they are. I don't know. It's probably just because I lived in that time and did those things as a kid. Pitched a lot of bundles myself, but I hope some of our younger people find an interest and realize that Grandpa and Grandma had a pretty tough life in those days doing what they did physically.
For sure. And then another way it kind of highlights the simplicity of things in those days too. It didn't take nearly as much to entertain us as it does now, right?
Yeah, we didn't have to have entertainment made. It was there. But I'm excited because we have teams of horses coming from Cozad and Erickson, Bartlett, Ravenna, Comstock, and probably some I don't even know about. It was on the website of the Nebraska Draft Horse Association, and some of them are just going to show up, I'm told. So don't know how many. We'll have more horses than we will bundles maybe, but it'll still be fun.
It will be real fun. And again, folks, that's this Saturday, August 8th at 10 a.m., 1 mile west of Arcadia on the 800th Road. And if you're coming to the west, you'll just go over the bridge just outside of town and take a right, and just the other way around if you're coming into town. Really easy to find.
Very easy to find. Yeah. And we'll have a big tent there for shade. Those that want to just sit in the shade and watch, we have picnic tables, and the FFA will have lunch available and drinks, and we have handicapped accessible porta pots, and trying to make everybody as comfortable as we can, and you just sit and reminisce and tell stories to the younger generation. Everybody, you know, that's been involved that maybe can't physically, like I'm going to be. I planned on pitching bundles, but I won't be. But you can sit and visit and share history.
Bring the grandkids, give them a ride on the wagons, and
absolutely
let them experience that as well.
Yeah, make it a family day. Just make it a family, even if it's for 2 or 3 hours. I just plead for people to come and participate.
Well, Brent, I think Roland has paid his price to put this on.
I think so. Yes.
So now I hope people will come and enjoy what they put together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, whatever will be, but we always know we tried.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for doing so.
We'd love to, and thank you guys for helping us get it promoted here. And we think that we can always depend on you guys. You're faithful to Arcadia and the things that go on over there.
That's a good place.
Soon be Fall Festival time again, too.
It will.
Just a month.
And we kind of sign up for different parades, and I made sure my name's on the Arcadia Fall Festival parade. Two reasons. I love the parade. I love the people there, and Mom really enjoys it.
Yeah, I know she does.
Yeah. So we'll see you then, and I'll try to get over there. I don't know what else we got going on this weekend. So
well,
I'd like
you
to
get
see
the road races. Up there. I'm afraid.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that today yet, so.
We tried to avoid all of the county fairs, but you just can't avoid everything. So we finally chose to go. And the way the weather's worked and everything and the crop coming along, this is going to be the best day. And they're forecasting 92 degrees or something like that, and sunshine. That's what you need to thresh well. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, I hope somebody, I bet they will, take some video and some pictures and so forth for those who can't attend so we can see it work.
Yeah, I just shared on Facebook the last couple of weeks some video and pictures from the one in 2010 that my sister had. And so it brings back great memories.
Yeah. Well, Roland, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Oh, yeah. Well, be careful and good luck at the dock today.
I think everything's going to be just fine.
Okay.
No indication that it won't.
Well, thanks for coming in. That's a great effort on your part to come to the studio under the circumstances.
I wanted to be here. I enjoy you guys so much.
Roland Sell, our good friend from Arcadia, helping with the 250th celebration. It's a threshing show Saturday, August 8th at 10 a.m., 1 mile west of Arcadia on the 800th Road.